Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 28th. You'll be interested to know, 95 years ago, today in 1930, the Turkish city of Istanbul, originally built as Byzantium around 657 before the Common Era, was renamed Constantinople in the 4th century after Emperor Constantine the Great established it as his capital and officially adopted its current name. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of rain showers, and it feels like 32 degrees, with 11 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some morning rain showers and patchy fog before 8 a.m., then likely rain throughout the day, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 42, accompanied by a gentle northeast breeze. Tonight, expect cloudy conditions with rain likely, areas of fog, and a low around 35, along with light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 11:45, with the low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 40 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect cloudy skies with areas of fog and a chance of rain on Sunday, with a high near 39. Rain showers are likely Sunday night, with a low around 39. Monday brings more rain, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 66. Showers continue Monday night, with a low around 43. Tuesday starts with a slight chance of rain before 8 a.m., then becomes mostly sunny with a high near 51. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 29. Wednesday is mostly sunny with a high near 43, but expect a chance of rain and snow after 10 p.m. with a low around 35. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant development for wellness enthusiasts, Remedy Place has launched its largest location in Boston. Dubbed the world's first social wellness club, this new facility opened on March 26th in the Seaport District and is the brand's fourth location, joining its clubs in West Hollywood, Soho, and Flatiron. Dr. Jonathan Leary, founder and CEO, emphasized that this club aims to redefine how people connect and improve their health. The club features unique treatments, including a foam bathing experience designed for 6 people, alongside advanced therapies like infrared sauna and acupuncture. Remedy Place Boston is located at 400 Summer Street and operates from 10 in the morning to 6 in the evening daily. Now on to sports. In a thrilling Sweet 16 matchup, the number 3, Texas Tech Red Raiders, staged a remarkable comeback against the number 10, Arkansas Razorbacks, winning 85-83 in overtime. After trailing by 16 points with 10 minutes remaining, Texas Tech executed the second largest comeback in Sweet 16 history. Despite struggles from beyond the arc, hitting only 3 out of 18 in the first half, they rallied with a late surge. Darian Williams hit a crucial 3-pointer to tie the game and then scored the go-ahead bucket in overtime. Texas Tech now advances to the Elite Eight, facing number 1 seed Florida on Saturday. In local sports, Yesterday afternoon in Texas, the Sox claimed victory over the Rangers 5-2. Wilmer Abreu's three-run blast in the ninth was the game-changer, his second homer of the day. And Rafi Devers was pivotal, driving in Abreu with a grounder. Tonight, the Sox take on the Rangers at Globe Life Field at 5:05. Tanner Houck is on the mound for Boston, taking on Jack Leiter. Last night, the Celtics were off. But tomorrow night, riding a 7-game winning streak, the Celtics face the San Antonio Spurs at the Frost Bank Center. Boston boasts a record of 54-19, while the Spurs sit at 31-40. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night, the Bruins, sitting at 30-39-12, head to Detroit for a showdown with the Red Wings at Little Caesars Arena. David Pastrnak, with 85 points, leads the Bees. In top news, soda is still a staple in American culture, now rebranded with new flavors and slogans. A recent Super Bowl advertisement humorously depicts various people struggling with the decision to drink soda, ironically showcasing poppy as the solution. This beverage, containing significantly less sugar than traditional soda, aims to attract health-conscious consumers. Despite claims of being healthier, experts warn that these drinks still fall under the category of sugar-sweetened beverages. With sales exceeding $500 million in 2024, Poppi's recent acquisition by PepsiCo signals that the soda industry is evolving, even amidst ongoing health debates. In business news, at a recent event in Shenzhen, China, hundreds of factory owners explored alternatives to the irreplaceable U.S. market amid rising tariffs. Presenters shared insights on selling to Russia, where demand for affordable goods like nightlights and educational toys is growing. However, many manufacturers expressed anxiety about their future as the U.S. market becomes increasingly difficult to access. Some are eyeing Southeast Asia or relocating to countries like Cambodia to bypass tariffs. Yet, trade dynamics remain uncertain, with potential reciprocal tariffs looming. For many, losing the U.S. market feels like the end of a romantic relationship that fueled their growth. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at just over $86,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $1,900. And Goetze's Maximus is down 0.5% to 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI has announced a significant enhancement to its AI system, GPT-4o, which now generates more realistic images and comprehensible text. This updated version replaces DALL-E 3 as the default image generator for ChatGPT, now accessible to users across various tiers. After a year of training with over 100 human workers, the refined model can create not only lifelike images, but also company logos and slide decks. Despite its advancements, challenges remain, as demonstrated by its occasional inaccuracies. OpenAI emphasizes its commitment to respecting artists' rights regarding image generation. And in entertainment news, the cast for the upcoming film Avengers Doomsday has been officially announced, featuring a remarkable reunion of X-Men stars. joining Robert Downey Jr. as Victor Von Doom, also known as Dr. Doom, are Chris Hemsworth, Paul Rudd, Vanessa Kirby, and many others, all confirmed during a live stream event. The biggest news includes the return of Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, and Alan Cumming from the original X-Men franchise, along with Channing Tatum reprising his role as Gambit. Directed by Joe and Anthony Russo, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere on May 1, 2026, while Avengers Secret Wars follows on May 7, 2027. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American baseball player and civil rights activist, Jackie Robinson. And he said, "A life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.